We'll run down those closings and delays momentarily, but we've got breaking problems on Metro this morning. You step outside your doorstep again. You know how cold it is, the cold causing problems, not just for you, but Metro as well. There's a broken rail, and it is slowing things down for the service and riders. Joining us now is Metro's Dan Stessel. Dan, good morning. Happens when it gets this cold, and you end up with these cracked rails. What actually happens, and where's the problem this morning?
So the problem this morning is in the area of Potomac Yard, just south of Reagan National Airport. And it's actually, you know, not even so much the cold, Mike, but actually it's the change in temperature that we've seen over the last few days, going from a high of 59 degrees at the airport on Monday to a low of 9 degrees on Wednesday. So that change in temperature, as the metal expands and contracts the steel rails, can cause breaks or cracks in the rail, and that's what we've seen this morning. This crack is of the nature where it needs to be repaired. We actually have to replace an entire 39-foot section of the rail before trains can safely pass over it. So that's underway right now, and that's what's leading to these delays on blue and yellow this morning.
Dan, I'm thinking that you don't have those rails sitting in the storage bin in the back. Is it something that you do have readily accessible, or is this going to take some time to fix?
Well, we do have those available, right? A 39-foot section is the standard length for rail replacement. And so that section's coming out of Alexandria Rail Yard, which is just south of King Street, on diesel equipment right now. The crews are already mobilized and in position. But that section of rail will need to be, the old section needs to be removed, and we'll need to weld that new section in and run a few test trains over it before it can be put back in service. So it's not something that can happen quickly, or not something that you'd want us to do without proper testing and to do it safely as well. So we're going to take our time and do that. That's why we are advising customers the potential of these delays throughout the a.m. rush hour. Unfortunately, I mean, we know it's a very difficult morning for something like this to happen, given the weather conditions. Right now, I can tell you that delays are in the 20-minute range on the high end. We had originally said that they would. We advise customers of the possibility of 20 to 30-minute delays. If anything else happens, that's certainly possible. But right now, what we're seeing are delays in the 15 to 20-minute range on blue and yellow.
That is a good update for us, and it looks like that'll be the case through the morning rush now, Dan.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get this done as quickly and safely as we can, but it's not something that can be done instantly, and so we would advise customers to plan for this being an issue for us through the a.m. commute.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be working with that cold metal in conditions like this.
No.
I don't envy what the workers have to do. Dan Stessel from Metro, wonderful update. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure, guys.